I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For our quiz today, we were looking for a small African country on the shores of Lake Kivu. The answer is Rwanda. A few years back, we ran a story about an unusual partnership between Macy's department store and some Rwandan basket weavers. Many of the weavers were survivors of the 1994 genocide. The project has gone from selling about 1,000 baskets to 50,000 baskets a year. Reporter Judy Goldberg has this update.
Janet Nkabana is a co-founder of a weaving association in Kigali. Her parents fled Rwanda during the genocide, and she grew up in a Ugandan refugee camp. After the genocide, Janet returned to Rwanda to work in a hotel.
So at the hotel, it was so trying because every time, even if I would cook food, sometimes I end up giving half of the food away. The young girls, the young boys all kept coming to look for food. But one other time they walk in with baskets and said, "Can you buy?" So when I saw the baskets, I opened up a small curio shop at the hotel and I tried to sell the products and give them money.
In 2004, Janet and her sister Joy met up with Willa Shallett of Fairwinds Trading Company. They joined together on a project with the department store Macy's to sell Rwandan baskets through Macy's.com. It's been a very successful effort, generating more than $2 million over the past 3 years. And a new study says the project has helped make the weavers an economic force back at home.
What the study demonstrates is that when women earn money, when cash stays in the hands of women, it benefits the entire community.
Lee Lisney is executive director of Kind World Foundation and a spokeswoman for the group African Rights, which conducted the study. Researchers interviewed 360 of the 3,000 weavers working with Janet Nkabana's Weavers Association.
Children get fed, animals get watered, wells get dug, schools get constructed. Women keep money within the community to help themselves. And I think that this is a model that has a great deal of relevance as people look to how can you help people up that first rung from poverty into sustainability.
According to the study, the weavers earn about $15 a week, more than two times the average per capita income in Rwanda. More than three-quarters of the weavers have health insurance, and more than a third have a savings plan. Janet Nkabana says the new income is starting to affect traditional roles at home.
Long time ago, it was like an abomination for a woman to say, "I am leaving my home, I'm going to Kigali to visit." The man would look at you as a crazy person. They would not even give you that permission. But what I can tell you, men who have got wives who are weavers, even in drinking places, it is a prestige. They come up and say, "Oh, my wife is a weaver. We are okay."
This summer, the weavers were invited to the Santa Fe International Folk Art Market to sell their baskets. They grossed $41,000 in 2 days. Most of the money went back to the weavers in the rural villages. For The World, this is Judy Goldberg in Santa Fe, New Mexico.